I'm Peter Solomon, your Tune of the Morning show on Lister Driven Jazz 88. I'm joined this morning by band leader Adi Yeshaya. He's got a brand new recording that he's produced and just put out featuring singer Jennifer Grimm on several tracks. And they're playing basically a CD release gig coming up at the Dakota on Wednesday, October 29th. Adi, it's a pleasure to have you in the studio with me.
Great to be here, Peter. Thank you.
I wanted to ask you, first of all, to kind of talk a little bit about your musical background. You're based in Minneapolis. Where are you originally from, and how did you come to kind of embrace big band music?
Well, I grew up in Israel, and in pretty early age, I stumbled through the aspect of arranging music and decided this is what I want to do. So I pursued it in various ways while I was still there. Eventually went to Berklee School of Music. Arranging is, you know, also a composing task, but I focused more on arranging, even though I write quite a bit of my own music. Why big band? That's a good question. I actually didn't think that I would ever be in front of a band, but I always wanted to arrange for a band. So at some point in the 90s, we found an opportunity to actually co-lead a band that Debbie Duncan was part of. Dakota was the host. We were there for a couple of years, actually.
Cats and dogs, stuck yapping, lions in the zoo. We're jealous of Johnny's big chill. Thunderclap, stop clapping, traffic ceased its roar. They tell us Niagara stood still. He stopped the train whistle, boat
I
whistle, steam
had
whistle,
the opportunity to produce a few of her CDs, arrange the music, play on that, and she became more like a sister to me than just a colleague. You know, she was fantastic to work with. Her style of leading the band was like going to school for me, because it was never a question who is in charge, but everybody around her had complete freedom to express themselves, and a lot to learn from.
Do you take a similar approach with your big band?
I attempt it. You know, it's a good question. I don't want to claim to say that this is kind of the approach that I'm taking, but at the same time, she was a model for this. What I'm actually attempting to do is have music that is very carefully arranged, but still have that degree of leeway for people to get comfortable in their parts, a lot of room for solos, and the sound is actually inspired and brought by the individual. So a lot of my writing is aiming at what I know the sound is. So it's not a standard writing for a big band, it's more like thinking about those particular individuals.
So tell me about this new recording before we get into the individual tracks. What were you looking to do with this new album, Produce?
Well, what I was actually looking for is record and document material that we're already playing and have some nice turnout of audience. And sometimes when you record something, it's like stamping, okay, now we're done with this. So I'm going to look for doing some new things. So it's almost like an end of a chapter rather than a start of something new.
So have you been performing these live and you wanted to preserve them on disc and
right.
Studio recordings?
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's get into some of the music. Now, of course, Jennifer Grimm is one of the headliners on the album, and you've named her Adi Yeshaya Jazz Orchestra featuring Jennifer Grimm. What are the tunes that you've chosen to spotlight her talent?
If you've been dreaming of heaven, you've been searching the skies above. Maybe it's best that I tell ya that Tunisia's what you're dreaming of.
On the album, she's doing a few standards like A Night in Tunisia and A Nightingale Sang at Berklee Square and All of Me. Some of the tunes that she's doing actually has lyrics to famous soloists, so it's more like vocalese rather than just singing the standard. So it's a little more interesting interaction between her and the band, and we can take our time with how things are presented.
Are those vocalese lyrics actually written by Jennifer?
No, these are, one of them is written by King Pleasure, and the other one is Eddie Jefferson.
Lots of people may deny that they have ever seen them. Funny little people walking around in the sky. But I know myself, I've seen a thousand little people. Every time I look into my baby's eyes, I saw an Eskimo coming up a moonbeam. Dizzy started playing Sammy Kay. I saw a chicken with lips, a snake with hips, an elephant wings and everything. And that is why I ran away.
Tell me about Make You Feel My Love. This is a Bob Dylan song.
When the rain is blowing in your face and the whole world is on your case, well, I would offer you a warm embrace to make you feel my love. My love.
Having heard Jennifer in various types of settings, I took note of the way she delivers more popular material. And I thought it would be great to have a popular song arranged in a way that really features the band in what we are really good at, along with having a vocal delivery that is more pop style.
Tell me about your arrangement of All of Me.
All of me. Why not take all of me? Can't you see? I'm no good without you. Poor.
The arrangement of All of Me was actually written when I was a student. What I discovered in the process of that arranging is the interaction between the band and the vocals. I wasn't actually going to record that one, but hearing it with Jennifer's execution every gig felt like, you know what, it deserves to be documented.
What's it all about, Alfie? Is it just for...
Tell me about Alfie. This is a classic Burt Bacharach song.
When Jennifer joined the band, I really wanted to make sure that we're not just recycling old arrangements that were written for Debbie at the time. I wanted to write some new materials for her. So I asked her, what songs do you want to do? The first song she picked was I Love You by Cole Porter, which was a very fast swing. And then she chose this one that typically goes as a ballad, but the treatment is a little different. What I was attempting is to create almost like an ECM kind of vibe to the whole thing, with playing it like straight eights, while she still sings it as a ballad. So it's like the pulse is almost doubled.
Tell me about this standard that Nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. I know that Anita O'Day recorded it back in the 60s.
Yeah, I mean, I recorded it once and totally forgot about that song. Joe Cruz is Jennifer's husband, and we talked at some point, and he says, yeah, if you ever want to write a ballad arrangement for Jennifer, really consider the Nightingale, because she does such a great job with that. I said, okay, done.
That certain night, the night we met, there was magic abroad in the air. There were angels dining at the Square.
And then the concluding track on the recording is called A Time to Chill. What can you tell me about that tune?
Time to Chill is probably the only arrangement or the only composition on the record that is has a little more contemporary flair to it. It's almost like a through composed piece. It has some sort of melody, but it's more like the way all the instrumentation is built around this simple motif that is going on there.
So the new album is called Produce. Adi Yeshaya's Jazz Orchestra featuring Jennifer Grimm again. They have a concert coming up at the Dakota on October 29th. Is there anything else that you'd like to say that you haven't touched on with respect to the upcoming concert or the new music?
Well, I welcome everybody to join. This is going to be a really fun night of great music, so come on.
Adi, thank you so much.
Thank you, Peter.